How dangerous is Facebook and other social media platforms? How dangerous are they? And is the danger only for young people or for businesses and influencers? I don't think so, and I'm sharing some of my thoughts. That's up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. At the time of this recording, it is the day after Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp were down for, I think, about 7 hours, I believe. And I want to just kind of give you my thoughts. Last summer, or was it last summer, when The Social Dilemma came out, actually, it was probably last year, so maybe in 2020, when The Social Dilemma came out, the documentary, I had a public viewing, and I had some clips that weren't seen by the public from the actual filmmakers, and it kind of just highlighted what I think we all know as far as social media for the business side of it, the Facebook and the all the other companies that are benefiting from all of us being on social media. There's a dark side of that. There is a monetary side of that. And we are truly just data and numbers, and everything is being sold. By everything, I mean data. So like what you click on, what you don't click on, what you pass up, what you do click on, all of those things. So when Facebook went down yesterday, it really didn't impact me at all. But it had me thinking that maybe these are signs that we need to really pay attention to, that we really need to look outside of social media for everything. And I mentioned in the very beginning that it probably was a big hit for businesses that are solely relying on social media. It probably was a big hit to these influencers that are solely having their income and their businesses from social media. As a creator and as a business owner, I tend to rely on this podcast more than anything, my email list, and then Instagram, and very little of Facebook. But as we know, Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp are all the same company. And so I know since yesterday's outage, there are so many articles out there that are stressing the fact that Instagram was its own thing and Facebook saw it as a threat, or Facebook saw it as an opportunity for data, for mining data, for selling data, for whatever reason, and they purchased it. WhatsApp was an independent app and Facebook saw it as a threat or whatever and purchased that. And so Facebook has now monopolized this corner of social media. And we know that there will not be competition for Facebook anytime soon. What there will be is just other platforms that you can move to, express yourself on, do other things. There's YouTube, there's Twitter, there are other places to express your art, your needs, your skills, all of those things. So I go back to the dangerous part. And for me, what that means is that we have times like these where these systems break down, these platforms break down, and people freak out, and businesses freak out, and influencers freak out. And that's the dangerous part. The dangerous part is our reliance on social media, our crutch, our addiction to scrolling, to taking time at lunch, to, you know, doing all these things. So what I'm going to do, and what I challenge you to do, is to move forward maybe and start to schedule some really hardcore time off social media. I am planning to take off December of this year, so December 2021. I plan to be social media free in December. So I'm working up to that. And I plan on taking more action personally and taking Instagram and Facebook apps off my phone for breaks. I don't do well on breaks if the app is still on my phone. So I'm one of those people that needs to actually take it off my phone. So I challenge you to do one of those two things. Either take off the apps off your phone Monday through Friday and then indulge on the weekends, or the opposite, or take that challenge and take a month off of social media. Now, as a business owner and a content creator, I can plan ahead. And so you will see posts from me, but I'm not going to be actively on there. So, and I might even really just change that to maybe two of the major posts on Not a Mama on Instagram, maybe just being Mondays and Thursdays. I'm not sure, but I really want to see if I can take a break in December. And I've been very transparent with when I do and when I don't show up. I've been very transparent when I do and when I don't love it. And yesterday was just the icing on the cake for me, and just a realization that, yes, I need to pull away from this stuff. And so I thought maybe you would want to, and I thought maybe that this would resonate with you as well. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.